I also had the chance to catch up with Jamie Wallace again for today's Encore show to hear about how East Palestine residents are doing 7 months after the Norfolk Southern train derailment. Hi, Jamie. How's it going?
Things are going okay.
I'm really glad to have this opportunity to follow up with you. And I'm really curious to hear just what's changed since we last spoke in April. How are things? And where are you living now?
Really not a lot has changed. Right now, I am living in a new rental. I was permanently relocated. And a lot of my family are still in Airbnbs and hotels. Yeah, I'm about 20 miles from East Palestine. My brother still lives in town. I still have nieces that are in town. I also have to go back for meetings. The EPA has like a weekly meeting. So yeah, I'm in town at least a couple times a week.
So, you know, just to give our listeners a little peek behind the curtain of how we got back in touch, you sent a text to me a few weeks ago. Could you just read the first few sentences for us?
Sure. It said, "We are still here. We are still sick. We are still in hotels. We still have zero answers. The EPA refuses to test our houses. Norfolk Southern is stopping the temporary relocation one resident at a time. And we will be forced to go back into homes that have still not been tested."
Yeah, I mean, I was so struck when I read that text from you. And I'm just wondering, could you just like walk us through how things are still the same, how you feel like the EPA has been doing and Norfolk Southern as well?
The EPA told Norfolk Southern that they had to tear up the railroad tracks. They had laid tracks down over top of contaminated soil to get their trains back up and running. Once they started remediating those tracks, people started getting very sick again. They are still working on the tracks. We were told it would be done in June and then July and then August. And now they're saying into next year. What happened is when they started tearing up those tracks, they found a lot more contamination. There's still piles of soil sitting back there. There's still two huge tanks. They hold contaminated water and they're still sitting back there and they're still digging up contamination. I mean, that's what they said. They won't be done into next year because they keep finding more. We don't know how far that it's leached into the ground, how long it'll take before it hits our aquifer. You know, those are all things that we still don't know because the cleanup's not even done. People are still sick in the community. We're starting to see some long-term like neurological issues with seizures, tremors, things of that nature. Well, we started tracking some of the symptoms. And when we start seeing upticks in certain things, you know, one of the things with seizure, one of them are heart-related problems. You know, with the seizures in particular, I think we're up to like 15 in the immediate area. And you have to remember, this is a small town. And they have ranged from people that have never had a seizure before to people that were on seizure medication but had not had a seizure in 15 years. One gentleman was on life support for a week, but we still have people that are breaking out in rashes, people that break out in blisters from touching the soil. Like, I don't need to be a scientist to know that that is not right. That is not normal. And there's something going on in our community. We're still being told by the EPA that they cannot find the pathway to exposure, yet they refuse to test inside of our homes.
I saw that in August, community members in East Palestine found that there's still chemicals actually in the creek water. Would you be able to describe what they saw?
We had a small bridge that goes over the creek. It's right at the entrance of our city park. And when they started tearing that up, we had another fish kill. The EPA tried to say it was not from the tearing down of the bridge. However, you know, you can still go down there and see. Anytime you poke the sediment, these chemicals are all through the sediment. We're not stupid. When they tore that bridge up and disturbed the sediment, it released all the chemicals.
There's also reports of actually people still like being in the creek, right? Children playing, things like that.
Correct. When my brother and Dr. Chai were going down to the creeks after the fish kill, there were about 10 kids down there.
Can you talk about some of the unmet needs that you see you and your community as needing support with right now?
I'd say first and foremost is indoor air testing. The EPA is refusing to test the indoor air, saying that the outdoor air is fine. The problem being is that a lot of these chemicals stick in carpets. They stick in beds, furniture. We discovered a potential pathway to exposure in my house back on February 14th, where some creek water came into the basement. I was told if that puddled and off-gassed, it would be very dangerous to our health. I know there are other homes in the community that have water going into their basements. Other immediate needs are a relocation. You literally have to go in and beg Norfolk Southern. There's no rhyme or reason to the way that they reimburse or temporarily relocate. You know, these temporary relocations can have dire consequences up to and including death. You might get relocated and your neighbor doesn't. It's all up to Norfolk Southern.
That actually leads me to a question that I had, which is, is there any timeline for you when you're able to move back to your house? Do you even want to go back at this point?
I don't ever go back to that house. The water was coming in the basement. I only rented. So I was told that I could not go back to that home. And to be quite frank with you, growing up in East Palestine for 46 years, a community that I love, that I cherish, my hometown, I would never move back there, even if they proved it to be 1,000% cleaned. And that's because I do not want to live in a community where people turn their backs on each other for money. To me, that's just as bad as the railroad. Right now, because the EPA is saying everything is okay, there's a divide in our community due to what the EPA is saying and also to the money that Norfolk Southern is throwing at the community, such as, $25 million park renovation, street fairs, summer festivals. They're hiring a new city manager and a new financial coordinator. They hired a PR firm. They gave money to the school. So they are throwing money at a part of the community that pushes their narrative that everything is okay. So that's why our town is very divided. Also, a lot of people are not sick. The only thing I can compare this to is COVID. Some people are asymptomatic and some people die. It's just all in what your tolerance is to chemical exposure.
So in that text message that you sent me, you actually signed off as, president of the Unity Council for the EP train derailment. Can you talk about what the Unity Council is?
The Unity Council is a group of community members from all the impacted areas, not just from East Palestine. We have representatives from Pennsylvania, from all the surrounding communities in Ohio. And we kind of see ourselves as a community oversight committee just to ensure that we have clean air, clean water, and clean soil like every American deserves. One of the things that Unity Council did was come up with a set of community demands. We actually delivered those demands to Governor DeWine. We disrupted the State House to get the attention of our state representatives. We also most recently took a trip to D.C. where we met with 10 senators in one day. I think the one thing that I keep emphasizing is this is not a red issue. It's not a blue issue. It's an issue of human lives. And this could happen in anyone's community. If you have train tracks within 30 miles of your home, this could be you. These could be your sick children. We need to urge President Biden to approve this state of emergency declaration, and we need to do it now. The time was 7 months ago. We can't wait any longer. We've been sitting here in this chemical soup, getting more and more sick, and we need help, and it has to happen now.
Well, Jamie, thank you so much just for joining us again on Making Contact and for giving us an update on East Palestine.
Well, thank you for covering it, because actually not only do we feel abandoned by our government, but we're starting to feel a little abandoned by our media. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
And
And that does it for today's show. If you'd like more information or to hear the full Living Downstream story, visit us at radioproject.org. I'm Lucy King. Thanks for listening to Making Contact.